From KQED Arts, I'm Gabe Moline with The Do List. This week we're talking about a Matatu Film Festival, a queer circus, and some good news about one of the Bay Area's biggest music festivals. Joining me in the studio is artist and KQED's youth media manager, Ariana Prail. Hi, Ariana.
Hey, Gabe.
We begin this week with a beloved Bay Area DJ. That's Pam the Funkstress, the pioneering East Bay DJ who died last December. She's paid tribute this Saturday at the Malcolm X Jazz Arts Festival in Oakland's San Antonio Park, a huge celebration of arts and music.
Yes, it's a great time. I've been a few times in the past, and it's always an awesome vibe and crowd. All sorts of cool vendors are out there, as well as live painting and graffiti art. There's a jazz stage, a dance stage, poetry stage, DJs, including Bay Area favorite DJ Lady Ryan will be there. Mm-hmm. Also, look out for performances by Oakland-based musical artist Jennifer Johns, as well as poet and activist Tania Lunsford Lynx. A lot to get into in celebration of art and Malcolm X's birthday tomorrow.
Right. I also love this festival. I'm looking forward to the terrific jazz saxophonist Howard Wiley, the poet Jahi, and of course, the tribute to Pam the Funkstress, who DJed for The Coup and for Prince before she died. But the thing about this festival is you never know what you're going to stumble onto there. The community just turns out for it. That's the Malcolm X Jazz Arts Festival at San Antonio Park in Oakland on Saturday, May 19th. The festival runs all day and admission is free. Now, there are all kinds of circuses these days. Traveling family circuses from Mexico, steampunk circuses and warehouses. But you've probably never seen anything like the Topsy-Turvy Queer Circus, led by India Davis. They're a circus troupe that combines traditional aerials and acrobatics with burlesque and drag and voguing and politics. And this week they're closing out their Afrofuturist trilogy called Paradise, Belly of the Beast. Let's hear some sounds from their rehearsal now.
This show follows the story of a fallen angel in her journey to find her voice and secure the fate of her newfound home of paradise. I get real Octavia Butler vibes from Topsy Turvy's aesthetic and themes, and not unlike Butler's sci-fi novels. You know, Topsy Turvy really pushes the boundaries of imagination and mythology, while also centering people of color and queer people of color. And from the snippets I've seen and heard, it just looks straight up entertaining.
It sure does. And some of these performers are no stranger to the stage either. Marshall Giroux, who comes from Cirque du Soleil, Davia Spain, and Saturn Rising. They're all at the Topsy Turvy Queer Circus tonight and Saturday, May 18th and 19th, at Brava Theater in San Francisco. And if you're intrigued by the idea of a queer circus, check out KQED Arts Online for our video series called If Cities Could Dance, which recently featured a queer circus from Portland, Oregon.
So now our visual arts pick of the week is called More Water, a show by Yero Slaps at State Gallery in the Mission. Yero is no stranger to the local art scene. His parents founded the Luggage Store Gallery almost 30 years ago. But this is his first solo art show in San Francisco, and we were really taken with his concepts and style. What did you like about this, Gabe?
I guess the accessibility of it all. You know, he's got a series of paintings of semi-well-known people in the local art scene, but not showing them in the studio or posing for portraits, but eating at restaurants around the Bay Area. And his paintings have this childish innocence. You know, he writes the names of the food that they're eating around the plates. It's like something you draw in your notebook in high school, but he really commits to it. And there's another interesting series here called The Game of Life. The way he puts it is that it's about the grind of late capitalism and the hustle required to stay afloat in this economy.
And the back room of the gallery shows off Yero's curatorial side with a group show by a crew of artists he's calling the Art Figures. We like this just as much as his own work, and that's Yero Slaps' More Water at State Gallery in San Francisco up through June 16th. Now we head out to Marin for a musical based on the music of the world's top-selling palindrome.
You mean A Man, A Plan, A Canal, Panama?
No. Way off.
Okay.
That's not a musical anywhere. Just listen. It's ABBA, of course.
Ah.
And if you miss doing something special for the mother or mother figure in your life last weekend, maybe this is a way to make it up. The musical Mamma Mia is at the Mountain Play near the top of Mount Tamalpais in a gorgeous amphitheater where they've done summer theater for over 100 years.
Right, and it's really all about the view here. Though, you know, it's a big year for ABBA, too. They just announced their first new songs since 1982, which are coming in December, and a possible hologram tour, it sounds like.
Really? Already?
I don't know. Go see Mamma Mia instead.
Yeah. Mamma Mia is at the Mountain Play at Mount Tam in Marin, opening May 20th and running every Sunday afternoon through June 17th with a special sing-along on Saturday, June 9th.
And if you go to Mamma Mia, you'll take a shuttle bus to the top of Mount Tam. But in the country of Kenya, you'd likely call it a matatu, a privately owned small bus serving as a taxi of sorts in cities like Nairobi and Mombasa. Next week, the Matatu film series at the Starline Social Club in Oakland brings a compelling film from the Saharan desert, Zerzura, with music by Mdou Mokhtar, whose guitar you're hearing right now.
Zerzura mixes folk tales with documentary. It was shot in northern Niger and features a local cast of non-actors with improvised performances set to the narration and acoustic guitar of the film's protagonist, Amadou Madassane. It's being referred to as an acid western. So yeah, I'd come prepared to take a trip in maybe more ways than one.
You're right. The film Zerzura screens and the guitarist Mdou Mokhtar performs with the film star Amadou Madassane on Thursday, May 24th at the Starline Social Club in Oakland. Ariana, do you have any quick shout-outs?
Yes, I do. The amazing, record-breaking, six-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald performs with the San Francisco Symphony tonight at 8 p.m. at the Davie Symphony Hall. There are still some tickets left, so I'd go experience her genius live in person if you can.
And I'm happy to report that the Treasure Island Music Festival is coming back after taking a year off. It'll be held October 13th and 14th at Middle Harbor Shoreline Park in Oakland. I was just there last weekend. It's got a terrific view of Treasure Island. And the headliners include Tame Impala, A$AP Rocky, Courtney Barnett, Moses Sumney, and more. Tickets go on sale today.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Ariana, thanks so much for joining me this week.
Thanks for having me.
For details on all these shows, as well as reviews, features, and cultural commentary, visit us online at kqed.org/arts. Thanks to my co-host this week, Ariana Prail. Our producer for The Do List is Ashley Ann Krigbaum. And on my first week here, sitting in his old chair at The Do List, I want to say thanks to Cy Musiker for showing us the way. I'm Gabe Moline, KQED Arts.